Save the whales is a popular slogan with environmentalists. Now new research might make the fishing industry want to adopt the slogan, as NPR's Joe Palca explains.
This is a story about whales, but it's also a story about nitrogen and algae and fish, and I'm afraid I have to say this, poop. Let's start with algae. Algae range in size from single-celled organisms to giant kelp plants. The ones we're talking about today live near the surface of the ocean. These algae need nitrogen to grow.
They need other nutrients as well, but in the system we looked at, the limiting nutrient tends to be nitrogen. That's the first thing that they use up.
Joe Roman is a conservation biologist at the University of Vermont. The system he was studying was the Gulf of Maine. Roman says once the algae use up the nitrogen, eventually they die and sink to the bottom, taking the nitrogen with them. Sometimes fish eat the algae, but then they poop, and the nitrogen sinks to the bottom in the fish poop. One way or another, it's a one-way elevator down.
Whales, on the other hand, often feed at depth. So they feed low in the water column, and they're consistently seen pooping at the surface.
How does Roman know whales poop at the surface? Because he went out and watched.
And we were following the whales and collecting feces whenever there was poop at the surface.
And the difference between whale poop and fish poop is that whale poop tends to float, or at least stay near the surface. This is significant because when Roman took the whale poop back to his lab, he found it was rich in nitrogen. So the whales were bringing that essential nutrient that had sunk to the bottom back to the surface.
So essentially by defecating at the surface, they're fertilizing their own areas where they're feeding.
Not only more algae,
but also an increased number of fish.
Because fish thrive on algae. Roman says the finding that whales may be helping to feed their fishy friends comes as something of a surprise.
Often whales were seen by some communities as competitors. Here we're showing that whales can actually provide a service.
This isn't the first time scientists have suspected that whales and large fish play a role in moving nutrients from one part of the ocean to another. Andrew Pershing is a research scientist at the Gulf of Maine Research Institute and the University of Maine.
The real question is whether this is a net gain in the system, or what the whales are doing is really just speeding up the cycling.
Winds or storms can move nutrients from the bottom of the ocean to the surface. Nobody knows yet how much of a difference the whales really make.
It's a lot like an accounting problem. You know, are you just sort of trading money around within your local economy, or is there actually a net increase in the GDP?
In this case, it's not money we're talking about, but poop. Well, okay, nitrogen if you want to get technical. Pershing says Roman's work is bound to get scientists thinking more about the role of large marine mammals in ocean ecosystems.
I think it's a really valuable study, and then because there's poop involved, it's a great way of connecting the public, at least to the 5-year-olds out there.
He's probably right about that. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered.